for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Thursday evening, May the 23rd, 2019. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service teaching on Agape Love. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
The measure of where we're at in our walk is by how we deal with those that oppose us. How we deal with those that don't agree with us. Do we condemn them? Do we throw fits? I mean, am I returning? The Bible says don't return evil for evil, but good for evil. That's our measure. But that agape love loves them. You know, as husbands and wives, you're going to have times you don't agree. Anybody agree? Right? Okay, wife in the back, she agrees. Look here. Listen, you don't always agree. But agape love says I love you if you don't agree with me. We may not agree, but I'm going to love you anyway. Because I make a commitment to you. God made a commitment. Listen, He made the greatest commitment ever made when Jesus stretched out on that cross. He's in the garden. He could have just said, nah, they're not worth it. That's not the way He is. He said, they're worth it. I commit. Agape. Paul follows the list of the fruit of the Spirit by saying, against such things there is no law. He was talking about the fact that the religious authorities in the Hebrew Torah are generally positive towards a life with these characteristics. Even a staunch enemy of the church will likely find these qualities appealing. Man, you can tell the devil see stuff. If you're sitting there looking at a place like China and they're coming against these Christians, well, these Christians are probably their best citizens. Because if they're obeying the Bible, they're going to be in order and obey the law of the land and show up for work and do what they're supposed to do and all those things. And they're not going to, listen, they're probably their best citizens, but the devil stirs that up because he hates the Spirit of God within those people because they're dangerous. Everybody say, I'm dangerous. Because Jesus lives in me. You need to know that. You are dangerous to the enemy. Sometimes you're attackers because he knows it, maybe you don't. He is going to respond to every move of God. But Jesus is bigger. Jesus is bigger. Jesus is the stronger man. Fruit of the Spirit and what it produces, they are known to be positive characteristics by almost everyone in most eras, in most lands. They come from God because they're the way God is. So wherever God is at work, the fruit is what it's like. As you live in a fruitful way, you're being drawn closer to God and integrated more into God's purposes. As you grow closer to God, you will think, act, and live more fruitfully. Let's look at love. What does the Word say? John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he'll keep my words. And my Father will love him, and will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He's promising to live in you, with you, him and the Father. I mean, know the Holy Spirit sent from the Father and the Son. And they're one. Luke 10:27, I quoted it earlier. And he said, answering, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. John 13:35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. He sure didn't say they'll know your mind by you fighting against each other, condemning one another. John 17, listen, I say what's right and wrong. What I can see of the Word of God and by the witness of God, I do. There's a lot of things wrong. There's a lot of things wrong in the body of Christ. I don't condemn anybody. Say what's wrong. Then I ask God to help. So we're not just going, this is wrong. We're going, this is wrong, Lord, help. That's the key. John 17:26, I've declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Jesus is saying to the Father, I have declared unto them your name, and that the love that you love me with will be in them. How many believe that the Father has an amazing, powerful love for Jesus? Luke 6:35, but love your enemies and do good and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And you shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. You know how merciful is God? There are people that hate him, and yet he gives them air to breathe and food to eat. He can shut their life out like that, just like that. But the Bible says he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I'm glad. Amen. If he took pleasure in the death of the wicked, I'd been dead a long time ago. Paul, Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Romans 12:9. Let love be without dissimulation. That means to disguise it or to conceal it under a false appearance. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Romans 13:10. Love works no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. 2 Corinthians 8:24. Wherefore, show you to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of our boasting on your behalf. Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which works by love. Listen, faith works by love. So we can say all, we have all the faith we want, but you ain't got any faith if you ain't loving people. People are messed up. We're all messed up. Huh? But they're valuable. Huh? Valuable. You're valuable. I'm valuable. Our opponents are valuable. Faith works by love. Galatians 5:13. For brethren, you've been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Ephesians 1:4. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. 1:15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints. Ephesians 3:17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Ephesians 4:2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Ephesians 5:25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. You think the Lord's trying to tell us something here? And this I pray, Philippians 1:9, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Colossians 2:2, that their hearts might be comforting, being knit together in love, and to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. 1 Thessalonians 3:12, and the Lord make you to increase and abound in love one toward another, towards all men, even as we do towards you. 1 Thessalonians 4:9, but as touching brotherly love, you need not that I write unto you, for you yourselves are taught of God to love one another. How about this? 2 Corinthians 1:7. Well, you need to know this, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Say, I have power.
I have love.
And a sound mind. From the Lord.
1 Peter 1:22.
Seeing you have purified your soul and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. 1 Peter 2:17. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the king. You know, we're supposed to pray for these government people, whether they act right or not. I don't care what side, which side, what side, listen, they're all messed up. King Jesus comes, we'll have a good government. Sometimes we get better governments than other governments. Ain't none of them what the king is going to bring. We got to pray for everybody. Listen, that not even mean, listen, some of these guys, some of these men are so wicked in this world. When you're praying and lifting them up to God, it doesn't mean that he can bless them if he wants to. He might judge them. But I'm to pray, and the Bible says I'm to pray for all men and people in those in authority, and the Word says so I would have peace. So guess what happens when we're sitting there wringing our hands and what all these officials are doing and what this, and we get our peace stolen because they're not even praying for them. Yet the Word says pray for them so we have peace. I don't like anything that don't look like what God wants, okay? I'm glad He liked me when I didn't look at all like what He wants. Amen. 1 John 3:14. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we the love of God because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 4:7, Beloved, let us love one another, for the love is of God, and everyone that loves is born of God and knows God. He that loves not knows not God, for God is love. 1 John 4:8, 4:11, and 4:12. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us, and His love is perfected in us. 1 John 4:18 and 20. There is no fear in love. Listen. But perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. Oftentimes when I do personal deliverances, and we're all towards the end of it, I'm saying I'm having them ask God to pour in perfect love to cast out fear. Perfect love. And often we get some more deliverance. If a man say, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God who he has not seen? Love God, 49 verses. Love the brethren, 7 times. Love one another, 9 verses. Well, here, I told you that you need to use this as a mirror. But let's see what the Word says love is. It says it suffers long. It is kind. Does not envy. Does not parade itself. It means we don't brag. Does not get puffed up. Does not behave rudely. I have seen Christians treat waiters and waitresses like dogs. Honestly. Come straight out of church and be as rude to some of these people as... I mean, what? How can we do that? Man, nobody's less than anybody. Huh? Sometimes even that rudely, you know, people get comfortable with their own family and they're rude to somebody and they'd be kind to a stranger. Why would you do that? Sometimes maybe we need to treat our family like we would strangers. Huh? Be hospitable for somebody. It's not provoked. Love does not think evilly, nor rejoice in sin. It rejoices in truth. It bears all things. It believes all things. Now, when the Lord says believes all things is love, that doesn't mean you believe every doctrine, every wind, everything. It means you believe God is bigger. God is bigger. God's bigger than every issue. God's bigger than our governmental issues. God is bigger than our family issues. God is bigger than our relational issues. God is bigger than our ministry issues. God is bigger than the work issues. It believes He is able. It hopes all things. Back to that belief. We believe. My hope's in the Lord. He's going to come through. How many people have ever been in trouble in here? Come on. Ever since you've been saved, even. Yeah. Huh? How many have needed the Lord to rescue them?
Yes.
How many times?
Lord.
Who are you putting your hope in? Did He do it? Are we here? Huh? So if He did it before, He'd do it again. It endures all things. That means somebody can call you a mama na 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 ma. And you say, well, bless you. I'm not identified by somebody's words. Definition of love found in the dictionary. Unselfish. benevolent concern for another, brotherly concern, self-denying, self-sacrificing, Christ-like love, which is the foundation of other graces. You can tell this dictionary was a Webster's and old. You want to find out what words really mean, get you in 1828, I think, Webster's dictionary. There was some stuff in there you couldn't even imagine, even about spirits and warfare and all sorts of things. Had some understanding. Unselfish, loyal, concerned for the well-being of another. It's the high esteem which God has for His human children and the high regard which they in turn should have for Him and other people. To love, to have affection for someone, to like, to be a friend, the love of brothers for each other. Spiritually, description of love, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, build each other up. Hebrews 3:13, look out for each other's best interests. Philippians 2:4, bear one another's burdens. 1 Peter 4:9, kind to one another. Romans 12:10, honor and respect one another. Galatians 5:13, serve one another. Colossians 3:16, and Romans 15:14, admonish one another. You know, admonish. It can be a little bit of correcting, but it's really, you can do this. You can do it. Serve the Lord. Do well. He loves you. Love. Love Jesus. You confess your sins to each other. James 5:16. You forgive each other. Ephesians 4:32. You think of one another. Hebrews 10:24. You do not judge each other in an unholy way. I'm just going to add that, but that Romans 14:13. The gist of the word is we are absolutely to judge. You can't say, judge not, you shall not be judged. The same as you judge with be measured back to you. Everybody that wants to remain in sin knows that scripture if they don't know another. They know that one scripture if they don't know anything else. You're not supposed to judge me. Well, I am. But not as if I couldn't do what's killing you. But I'm supposed to judge what's right and wrong so that I could throw you a lifeline to help pull you out. And I hope somebody would judge me if I'm in the wrong to pull me out. And that I would see. If the Christians quit saying what's right and wrong, everything's lost. Hear me? And this thing has been doing this, and we're getting towards the end here. So look, we're getting the agreement is going to get narrower and narrower and narrower and narrower until there's a small group of people that agree with God and a huge group that don't. And the truth is, you got all these different factions. You know, have you ever noticed how all these countries hate Israel? You know, listen, God made promises. That doesn't mean they do everything right either. But God made promises to them. But it's uncanny how all these nations hate them. Well, I got news for you, Christian. You're grafted in. As they hate them, they hate us. And we're going to need to love one another. We're going to need to love God. And it's only His love that's going to sustain us. Accept each other. Romans 14:11 and 15:17. Do not stand in each other's way. Romans 15:13. Don't be a stumbling block. Regard each other as more important than oneself. Philippians 2:3. So what are some hindrances to walking in love? One of the main messages that comes through loud and clear from studying our Bible is the extreme importance that God the Father is placing on that everyone learn how to love Him, to love ourselves, to love one another, and to even go as far as to be able to love our enemies and those who will try and hurt us. However, our abilities has fallen human. Listen, it just flashed in my mind about the Muslims. The ideology and what those people are doing in many places. You may have. There is a place where they have to be resisted in power. Okay? But as a Christian, you better thank God that you weren't born and as a little child raised in that hatred and taught those lies and programmed to do what they do. And the more that we'll pray, the more God does magnificent things over there. And the Lord Himself comes to them in dreams and visions. You see places where they're coming in. Many, many, many thousands are coming to the Lord. We got to keep praying. I pray for the Jewish people. I pray for the Muslim people. I pray for the Buddhist people. I pray for the Hindu people. I pray for the lost people, the Catholic white church. I pray for the witches. I pray for the shamans. I pray for the warlocks. I pray for the medicine men. I pray for the Jehovah Witness. I pray for the Catholics. And I pray for the good old boys and girls that are lost as a goose sitting in our churches. Pray for them all. He said, pray for all men. I ask God, even now, if somebody will agree with me, maybe we get a harvest today. Then the Holy Spirit will go out and get a harvest in those groups right now in Jesus' name. We've got to pray for them all. I believe. I don't have to see anything happen. I believe that what I just prayed is going to come to pass. And that God will get a harvest. And that when I cross to the other side, I'm going to see some folks that this day, this prayer produced something. If you agree, get in and see some when we get across. Amen? There's power in agreement. Our abilities as fallen humans to love one another is very limited. That's why it's so important for each and every Christian to work very closely with the Holy Spirit to get this fruit worked up into the core of our personalities. It is only when the love of the Holy Spirit starts to flow and enter into our personalities can we even begin to love God, to love ourselves, to love one another to the degree and to the intensity that God would really like us to love with. As we go through this sanctification process with the Lord, this quality should be listed as the number one quality you should seek for Yahweh to put into the core of your soul and personality. For Christ to be formed in us, His type of unconditional love has to be received and pursued and given. I'm going to say it again. For Christ to be formed in us, His type of unconditional love has to be received and pursued and given. The Holy Spirit will, with your permission, and that's the key, get this quality imparted into your mind, into your soul, and into your emotions due to the extreme importance of this in your walk with the Lord. You can be the greatest man or woman of God, have some of the greatest gifts of God flowing through you, but if you're not walking with all of this in the spirit of love and humility, it will be for naught in your own life, even though God used you to help other people. This is the key. How many came here for deliverance? You can go through repeated deliverance, and not walk in love, and your soul and body will be a revolving door for demonic. If we refuse to be filled with the Holy Spirit and His love, we will receive and produce fruit from the enemy manifesting as the works of the flesh. The man I told you about that called me, when I told him, I watched his, I just could sense in what he was saying with those posts that he was putting. When I told him, he repented. He confessed to his sin, he got delivered, all the pain went away. We're going to confess, we repented, we renounce Him, we'll cast out demons. We did a measure of that as a clearing, and now we'll just do it in this area. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank You for saving me.
Thank You, Lord,
that I am saved because I've repented and received Jesus Christ as my Savior through faith. And by His blood, I am cleansed. By His stripes, I am healed. I confess to You now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that I and my ancestors have failed to love You, ourselves, and our neighbors, as You have commanded. I confess impatience, unkindness, envy, bragging, boasting, pride, haughtiness, rudeness, being angry and provoked as sin. I confess that I have judged, thought evilly of others. I confess rejoicing in sin and not the truth as sin. I confess that I am not born all things as love commands. I confess that I have failed to believe in Your goodness to help me overcome, as well as having given up on other people as hopeless. I confess that I have not endured trials in Your love, but but have complained and even hurt others instead of praising you, my Yahweh, Elohim, and walking in Jesus' love. That's my answer. I confess that I've torn down the brethren. Failed to look out for their interests. Failed to bear burdens. Failed to give honor and respect. I confess that I have failed to serve and admonish the saints as your word instructs. I confess I walked in unforgiveness and failed through pride to confess my faults and be healed. I confess that I've been thoughtless and often improperly judged other saints and the lost. I confess that I've rejected others and at times been a stumbling block to them. I confess that I have failed to regard others, to esteem them higher than myself, and that I have returned evil for evil. I confess that I have not prayed for my enemies, prayed for those that have despitefully used me. I now repent for these sins, every other sin, personally, that would hinder me from walking in the fullness of your love. I forgive all I have charged. I repent in Jesus' name and receive your cleansing from your blood, Lord, and healing according to your word. I renounce all unloving works as defined in my confession, as well as any not mentioned, in Jesus' name. I break every curse, generational, self-generated, and imposed on me by others that would hinder the walk of love I am called to be in Jesus' name. I now bind a strong man, assigned to my family life, in the name of Jesus. I bind the gatekeepers, the internal strong men, the rulers, the chief rulers, the princes, the chief princes, the nobles, in Jesus' name. I command the nobles to attach to the princes, in Jesus' name. I bind all of them. I bind the shields, the hidden works of darkness. I bind and gag, blindfold, all demonic scatters, watchers, spies, sentries, messengers, in Jesus' name. I bind all demonic horsemen, birds, witchcraft spirits, sin against me, in Jesus' name. I break up all demonic confederacies, sin against my life, in Jesus' name. I break every assignment, sin against my life, by Baal, Jezebel, Leviathan, Python, Queen of Heaven, any other fallen angel, by any name, by any culture. I ask you, Yahweh, and thank you for holy angels sent by you into the heavenly, here on this ground, to do battle on my behalf. I command the iron fetters broke, the brass doors knocked down, the chains broken. I command the demons assigned to these curses to leave in Jesus' name. I command any squatters to leave in Jesus' name. I command all demonic water to be dried up. I declare that rivers of living water flush out rivers of death. Marine spirits have to leave in Jesus' name. I declare, as these demons are called out,
They have to leave. Because of the Word of God. Luke 10:17. Luke 10:19. Mark 16:17. Gives me authority. And declares what believers do. I submit to the Father. Yeshua Jesus. And the devil and the demons must flee. I humble myself before God, and my Father gives me grace. I am going to eat the children's bread. I submit to Jesus' authority through His body, the church, and agree that all satanic, fallen angel, demonic entities has to flee me as the Lord's ambassador commands them out. In Jesus' name. Psalm 107:20. He has sent His word and healed me and delivered me from my destruction. Psalm 103:2. 3 and 4. Bless the Lord. O my soul. Forget not all His benefits. Who forgives all my iniquities. And who heals all my disease. Who redeems my life from destruction. Who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy. I thank You, Father, for healing my mind, my will, and my emotions from any damage done by demons. I thank You, Father, for taking away unholy and unhealthy cellular memory. I thank You, Lord, for repairing the sound, the light, the numbers, the letters, the chemicals, the frequencies in my DNA. I believe it's Your will to heal me, and I receive it now in Jesus' name. Now start breathing, church. Come out of them now. Unloved, unloving, unlovable, rejection, abandonment, ashamed of physical appearance, blocked intimacy, compared to others. Get out. Get out. Caring too much for what others think. Go, go, go. What do they say? What is it? Fear of man. I break your power. That spirit of death makes them don't feel loved. I break your power. Unloved, unwanted. Fearful to witness. Feeling inadequate. Get out of inadequacy. Go, 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 go. Every spirit makes them feel like God can't use them. Go, 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 go. Feel like no good, spirit. No good. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Victim, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Intimidator, I break your power. Not wanted, I break your power. Unfair, in the name of Jesus. Everything happens. That ain't fair. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. I bind you. I break your power. It isn't fair. Get up. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Persecution. Every spirit that draws unwarranted persecution. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Rejection. In the name of Jesus, say, Lord, I give You permission to heal me. I'm not rejected. That's a lie. Take a deep breath. Get out of rejection. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that blocks their ability to express love and affection, I bind you and break your power in the name of Jesus. Isolator, get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every man pleasing spirit, woman pleasing spirit, every spirit that would cause and let other people abuse them, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Loneliness, go in the name of Jesus. Martyr, go in the name of Jesus. Mistrust by others, mistrust of others. Go, 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 go. Not accepted. In the name of Jesus, not feeling like you belong, I break your power. Not wanted, perceived rejection, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, seeking man's approval constantly, I bind you, I break your power. Self-accuser, self-condemnation, self-hate, self-rejection, withdrawal, unforgivable. Get out, perversion of the mind, let God's people go. Go, 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 you lying spirits. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. You who make the straight path crooked, get out now. In the name of Jesus, deaf and dumb, get out of there. Get out, deaf, dumb. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Spirits of accident. Accident by burning. Accident by drowning. Blindness. Convulsions. Crying. Deafness. Destruction. dumbness, ear problems. Get out in the name of Jesus. Can't hear. I bind you. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Emotionless, numb, hard-hearted. I break your power. Get out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Dominating spirits, dominated by others. Every spirit that causes them to doubt salvation when they're truly saved, I bind you, I break your power. Every spirit that drives embarrassment, say, I forgive everyone that ever embarrassed me. I forgive myself for my own embarrassment. Command those spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Get out. Get out. Get out. Embarrassment. Get out of there. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. False burden, false compassion, false guilt, false responsibility. Get out. Performance. Get out. In the name of Jesus, that that speaks evil of authorities. Get out. That that criticizes authority unduly. I break your power. Dishonoring parents, disobedient parents. Every spirit of death that came through these areas. Get out. Get out. Fighting. Fighting. In the name of Jesus. Quarreling. In the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Contentious spirits. Get out now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Independent. Insubordination. Not honoring and reverencing husband. Not honoring wives. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Unsubmissive. Obstinacy. Powering. Pouting. Get out. Quarreling. Stubbornness. Undermining authority. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, you're my heavenly Father. And I love you. Today, I let my guard down and allow you to pour into me perfect love, which casts out fear, and reveal to me what acceptance looks like. I repent for my own rejection of people, knowingly or unknowingly. Lord, I ask you as your child to show me the ways I've been rejected and the people who have rejected me. Even the areas where I was not truly rejected, but perceived it. I believe, Lord, you're bigger than the rejection. Since I'm willing to forgive and renounce rejection, I'm going to be healed, delivered, and set free. Your servant is listening. Say, Lord, I'm going to close my eyes. Show me where I've been rejected, who I need to let go, where I need to get healed. Close your eyes and let the Lord show you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Take another deep breath. Let Him go. Let Him go. Let Him go. Raise your hands to heaven, church, if you will. Raise your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord, I do want you to pour in perfect love. Help me to love with your kind of love. I receive your perfect love that cast out fear now in Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath, children of God. Take a deep breath and breathe in the goodness of God here, Lord. I thank you for your Spirit in. Pour your Spirit in. Ruach HaKodesh, holy, set apart. Well, you are holy. You are set apart. You love your people. You heal the brokenhearted. You bind their wounds, Lord. And then you exchange every heart of stone for a heart of flesh, Lord, that you can work with. And Father, I thank you for it. I bless your people tonight. I bless them, Father, with a good night's sleep. I bless them with ongoing and perpetual deliverance. Father, I ask you to give them revelation and knowledge. Give them the keys, whatever's needed, Father. Whatever's needed. You brought them here for a purpose, Lord. And I thank you that your kingdom come and your will be done here in our lives on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you, Father.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.